going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Frank Cusimano is coming up. I'm so excited about not only having on Senator Eric Schmidt at 5 o'clock, but I have something special for his intro that he's going to love and I think the audience will love, so that's coming up. The congressional baseball game is Wednesday, and he's going to be playing for the Republicans. The Republicans are on a little bit of a roll. They used to get their butts whipped by the Democrats, mainly because of pitching. There was a guy from down in Atlanta, I forget his name, Cedric Richmond, I think, and he was such a good pitcher. But Eric's going to join us, Sean Spicer, in the next hour as well. So whenever we talk about certain topics, I do my best to not make eyes or ears glaze over. And Medicaid is one of those topics right now that's getting a lot of discussion. And before we start the discussion, I want to point this out, because in our budget in Missouri, we got to balance our budget, right? In our budget, it accounts for 34% of the total budget. Now, some of that money comes from Washington, but not all of it. Dave Rose is with us this afternoon. I've known David for a long time. He's an UMSL professor of economics. He shared a piece with me last week about Medicaid. But, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because this does get confusing, Dave, and people don't understand, because as you point out in the piece, how are you, by the way? Good afternoon.
I'm fine. How about you, Mark?
I'm good. But I tried to set this up, and I think I was accurately representing this earlier in the last hour. In a lot of people's minds, because it was true, for the longest time, Medicare, I used to have to correct people. You know, you're talking about Medicaid, you're talking about Medicare, because that's for older people over 65. Medicaid's for young people. But that all changed with Obamacare, right, Dave?
It did. Medicaid was originally meant to be just a plan for people who were, you know, very, very poor, out of work, or disabled in some way. Medicare, of course, is for people 65 and older. The way to remember it is this R for retirement.
That's there you go.
Help keep it straight. But with Obamacare, one of the tricks that Obamacare plays is it inflates the size of an existing program and then pretends like it had some kind of victory extending health insurance. The whole point is we want to get everybody insured. So they just pushed a bunch of people into Medicaid that otherwise wouldn't be, which meant it changed the fundamental nature of the program. You could be somebody who really wasn't desperately poor or wasn't in any way disabled and still qualify for Medicaid.
But in even worse than that, like you point this out, in states like California, I'm sure this is true in Illinois, there's a lot of illegal aliens that are on Medicaid, right?
What's going on in California is absolutely astounding. What California started to do is it imposed taxes on Medicaid providers to the amount of about $16.7 billion. And then they turned around and told those providers to charge them more to the amount of $16.7 billion. So why would they do that? Well, the way the formula works with the sharing between the federal government and the state in California, that resulted in the federal government giving them another $9.5 billion. So they basically did a money laundering operation where they simply had the money go in a circle, and then they were able to get the federal government to pay that $9.5 billion. Now, what's really outrageous is, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the House Budget Office, 8.4 billion of that 9.5 went to illegal aliens.
See, that's outrageous. And most people don't know that. You know, that would be something.
Of course not.
Yeah. Now, you have interesting political dynamics right now, because this is part, some of this is part of the big, beautiful bill. And there's going to be changes. And even here in Missouri, we have, I mentioned this earlier, Senator Hawley's taking out TV ads saying, I'm fighting for older people and their Medicaid benefits.
Well, that's a little mistaken. Now, there are some older people who do get some Medicaid benefits, some really old people who are really poor. And the most common way this happens is somebody basically runs out of their money and is in a nursing home. Then they can switch into Medicaid. That does happen. So it's not like there's no Medicaid going to old people. But for the most part, that's not the way it works.
So what is your expectation of how this works? And you have maybe a better idea. You invoke the name of Milton Friedman here, and vouchers perhaps solving some of this problem.
In my view, Medicaid is an example of exactly how not to set up a government program. It's extremely complex. It involves a sharing of budgeting from the states and the federal government. So from the federal government's point of view, it's really 50 separate programs. This is a recipe for disaster because nobody has accountability. The states can blame the federal government. The federal government can blame the states. And so everybody just plays the game to get more money out of the system. And of course, California has played the game about as well as anybody in that regard. I think it's a completely broken system. I also think that's true for most of healthcare, particularly as it's funneled through Obamacare and Medicare. If it were up to me, I would get rid of all three programs and I would go to a straight voucher system.
David Rose is here. He's a senior research fellow at the AIER, and an economics professor here at UMSL. I just wanted to reintroduce you here. How would vouchers work in this instance? Not that they'll happen, but how would they work?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. My favorite approach would be that we would have a national sales tax. We would abolish all of the taxes associated with earnings that are associated, you know, with Medicare and things like that. That would produce a pile of money. That money would then go be distributed for healthcare vouchers for everyone. There'd be no exceptions. So that gets rid of all of this selection problems, all of this game playing. The amount of money that we distribute would be tied to the tax. If we don't think that the vouchers are generous enough, we increase the tax. If we say, well, wait a minute, but we don't want to increase the tax, well, then that means all you want to do is just to get unborn children to pay for your bills. So it is a system that is perpetually in balance. We have an unfunded liability problem in excess of $140 trillion. So that, I mean, it's
outrageous. Look, you have a chart in your piece that shows from 1924 then to 1944 the amount of debt, and then you get to 1984, and then you get to the 2000s, and then you get to the last 10 years, and it is a mountain that nobody, even who scaled Everest, could get over, right?
Yeah, Sisyphus would be proud of that mountain. It's like an F-15 taking off. You know, they show off that way sometimes, like straight up. It's
I've been
incredible.
On one. Yes, I know that. So you know me, and you know that I've been talking about this for a long time, and you echo what I've said many times, especially last week with the big, beautiful bill. Far from a principled stand or a change in national direction, the latest Republican budget does little more than kick the can down the road to avoid the political cost of actually doing what is best for the country. Now, I'm a glass half empty guy, and that certainly is on display in most situations. But honest to God, David Rose, I've been talking about this now for three decades. I've never seen any political courage. I think they're going to kick the can down the complete road. Elon's concerned about this, obviously, too. It doesn't seem like this is even something that they want to fix at all.
It doesn't, but you'll notice that the Moody's marked down our debt. This has only happened three times in history, and that is an indication that the debt spiral is no longer a prediction. It's on.
It's reality, right?
It is manifesting itself right now. The basic story of a debt spiral, for anybody who doesn't know, is you have so much debt that you end up having interest payments that you can't handle.
Yeah.
So you have to float more debt to cover those payments, and then that puts pressure on the credit market, which increases the interest rate, which makes it even harder. And it just feeds on itself. We are already in that, and that could be a devastating thing for our economy. And I think at that point, people will start to be willing to do, you know, pretty drastic things.
Yeah, but we
it's
have
really
to wait.
Foolish to get to that spot.
We have to wait till the disaster happens, and then we try to come up with solutions. And then usually the solutions aren't very good. Let me take you back to the national sales tax, because I've always been intrigued by this idea. You could probably create a lot of money, but how big would the national sales tax, in theory, need to be? Could you do it for like a penny? Could you do it for a half a penny? Could you do it for, you know, 5 pennies? I don't know. What would that number have to be to make it realistic? And by the way, then you'd have people who aren't here legally also paying into the system more than they are right now.
They would be paying into the system, but they would not be benefiting from the system.
Right.
Which is the exact opposite of what we're doing right
exactly.
now. Exactly. Which is... But as far as the amount go, it just depends on how generous you want the vouchers to be. If you want the vouchers to be generous enough so that a very large number of people in the country can get a decent health care policy without any out-of-pocket, well, then that tax rate's going to be a lot higher.
But give me a number just to play with. Like, what would be a realistic number to get you to enough money to maybe have some solution?
Close to 10.
10 cents on the dollar?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know,
it's
but
a
then,
lot of money, but now you're not paying, but you're not going to pay most of your health care premiums for the rest of your life. And you're going to be guaranteed health care for the rest of your life. We're not going to have an uninsured population in our country. They're by definition gone. And we're not going to have an unfunded liability problem that we're pushing onto our children.
But it's just fantasy because no one wants to tackle it. And that's the problem.
Well, you know, vouchers for education were fantasy 15 years ago, and they're just running wild across the country now.
But you have to have a conversation. People would have to have a serious conversation. I would think President Trump would be an ideal person. Let's say he doesn't want to be the person that puts this in, but he would be a good person to have a conversation about this and get this on people's radars, because I guarantee what we're talking about right now, most people have never even thought of. You know that.
Yes, absolutely. And I do agree with you that, you know, if the president is looking to do something that is truly bold and truly for the good of the country, so that, you know, many years from now, people look back and say, you know, the United States dealt with this huge growing problem and Trump led on it. I mean, it's that kind of an issue. I just don't know that he is willing to do it. I have no idea. I don't know the man, and I don't really have any access. But I think it would be a perfect kind of issue if you're looking for something bold and important.
It is bold. It would be important. Dave Rose from UMSL, I appreciate you putting this on my radar. We'll have you back soon. Thank you so much, David.
My pleasure.
All right. Frank Cusimano is coming up next. Senator Schmidt at 5:04. Sean Spicer at the bottom of the next hour. And an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.